1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Recovering from the deadly and destructive wildfires in Maui will take a long time. The small tourist town of Lahaina was pretty much destroyed. That's where Adam Eichholz lives.
We work on Front Street. That's where we make our money to survive here, and it is gone. So even if there is a house that's still standing, we won't find work for a very long time.
The death toll from the fires has risen to 80. Eric Kennedy teaches disaster and emergency management at York University in Toronto.
This fire is a tragic reminder of the potential of wildfire to affect almost everywhere. We've seen that through the smoke this summer. We've seen that with past fires like the Marshall Fire in Colorado.
Well, it is still super hot in parts of Arizona. Governor Katie Hobbs has issued a heat state of emergency to support local relief efforts in three counties. Reporter Dennis Welch with KPHO-TV in Phoenix.
Those three counties had to meet this criteria. Did they see excessive heat for 30 straight days from June 30th to July 30th? And indeed, we know that here in Maricopa County, we saw those 110-degree days.
A Marine is facing sexual assault charges. Details from KFMB-TV reporter David Gottfriedson.
The charges were announced against a Camp Pendleton Marine found on June 28th with a 14-year-old girl inside his barracks on base. The girl had been missing for 2 weeks before she was found. The Marine still has not been named. A preliminary hearing is set for Thursday at Camp Pendleton.
A South Florida church was packed with lawmakers, teachers, school board members, and parents talking about the state's new standards for teaching Black history. Here's correspondent Jim Crisola.
For many, it was an issue of who did not show up for the forum. Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr., parent Francis Raggio.
His actions say that he's a bully, and a bully always is scared in terms of when we confrontation.
The new Black history teaching standards have drawn harsh criticism since they suggest enslaved people developed skills which could help them.
Residents of a western Indiana town aren't happy about plans for two underground carbon dioxide wells.
People are concerned that this is an experimental operation. There's not too many in the United States, and they're concerned for their family, they're concerned for their children, they're concerned for their environment.
Negotiators for film and TV writers met with studio reps yesterday, trying to agree on a deal to get them back to work. Those on the picket line say they still don't think that's going to be anytime soon.
I still think we are probably still in it for a little while because I do think that we're still pretty far apart.
They've been on strike since May. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts' new BrakeBest Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiatech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose BrakeBest Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally.
with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. Every weekend, you can find me here, same time, same station, and we can work together to improve our health. Because, you know, I work at it too. I'm not only telling you what I think is good for you, and I'm not pointing fingers at you. I'm in the same boat as you are. I have to work at it every day too. I have to make sure that I'm eating the right kind of diet that gives me the best chance to nourish my body, all my cells, my DNA, and all the things that go into making me healthier. And I also work at exercising, getting a good night's sleep. I do all the things that I think we should do. And I share that with you so that if you want to, I don't ever tell you you have to do anything. It's all up to you. We all make choices. And those choices can be good or bad. I say this all the time. Our lives are focused on a reality of our choices. We make choices for the food we eat. We make choices for the clothes we wear. We make choices for the car we drive. We make choices on how we get to the job that we have. All those things are choices. And we have been making some very bad choices in America in terms of health. It seems like we eat anything we want, any junk food we want, any ultra-processed foods we want, as long as it's convenient to make, it tastes good, and it's within our budget. Now, that doesn't mean it's always good for us. It can be very unhealthy for us. So how are we going to make those changes that's going to be beneficial for us? Because we learn over time what are those choices. And the choice is always, always, never, ever to drink or eat sugar-laden products. Sugar is very damaging to our health. Now, if you ate a teaspoon of sugar, you're not going to die. And if you eat a teaspoon of sugar, it's not going to change your health. But do you know that we eat almost a half pound to three quarters of a pound of sugar per day? It's about 250 pounds of sugar per year. For each man, woman, and adult. Children, yes, it's a sin how much sugar children consume. And that has caused 18% of our children, to be obese, to have cancer, to have a lot of what we thought were diseases in the elderly that are now found in children. Because our diet is so unhealthy, and we have consumed it over a decades of time, that eventually we are the result of our diet. We are the result of our choices. And 98% of all disease is caused by our choices. Not by genetics. Only about 2% of our diseases or our health conditions can be blamed on our genes from mom, dad, grandpa, so on, down the line. But all of our diseases primarily are caused by choices that we are taking every day over the decades of our life. And we can change that. And our bodies are so forgiving. If we haven't severely damaged joints or heart or liver or whatever, we can reverse it. And sometimes it only takes 3 to 6 months to reverse the damage that was done from decades of abuse of our bodies. We don't take care of our bodies, and that's why we are sick, unhealthy, and we have so much damage. And the sugar doesn't kill us, but the sugar causes a mechanism of action in the body that causes those diseases. When we consume a lot of sugar, the pancreas has to release equally high levels of insulin to shuttle the sugar into the cells to be burned for energy. Now, there's not enough insulin compared to the amount of sugar that we're consuming. I mean, it's not even normal to consume the amount of sugar that we're consuming. So over time, the pancreas gives up. There's not enough insulin to be released. So all that sugar, which should be there for an emergency, is stored. And it's stored in the form of fat. The same fat that doctors tell us that we should not be eating, saturated fats. The sugar creates saturated fats. Sugar causes all of our heart disease, not fat. Fats are healthy and good for us. And we should be eating a high-fat diet to be healthy, with a good quality of high amounts of protein and no sugar. And all the carbohydrates, like starch, grains, bread, pasta, all are converted in our body to sugar because that's the way it is metabolized. That's the way it's used. But no one intended the body to be consuming the amount of sugar and carbohydrates that we do in America. We're very unhealthy. We are the sickest country in the world of all industrialized nations. There's 37 industrialized nations that are tracked and monitored by the World Health Organization. America is 37th. And yet we should have the best country in the world. There's no reason why not. This is a great country. We have better hospitals than anywhere around the world. We have better doctors, trained, educated, surgeons, oncologists, all the way, everywhere around the world. We have the best. But that doesn't create health. Health is our responsibility, you and I. That's why I say I have to do the same thing you do to be healthy. It isn't a privilege. Not some people are privileged to have good health, and some people are punished because they have bad health. We make our whole, everything we do, our business life, our occupation, our finances, our relationships, everything is based on our choices. Even our attitude. We can choose to be happy or choose to be unhappy. It's all a choice. So we always come armed with many good tips to improve your health. So today we are going to be talking about comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y, comfrey. It's a plant. It grows everywhere. I don't know what time zone that it would not grow well in. And it grows great in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It grows great in the northern area of the country. And it's one of the most healing plants of all plants as a topical application. I'll talk more about that. But we're also going to talk about berberine. Is berberine nature's Ozempic? Oh, you've heard all the ads on Ozempic. That music drives me crazy. And why I love high polyphenol olive oil And believe me, you should too. Now the problem today with cancer, we're seeing more and more cancer all the time. And it's climbing, skyrocketing. Numbers are high, and especially in young people. Now, diseases should be associated with long life. But we have cancer in young children. And then I have a little letter to read. Dear Terry, thank you for recommending red ginseng. And diabetes, which affects 30 to 40 million people, not type 1, type 2. And really, it is not a disease. It's a metabolic disorder. The body is consuming too much sugar. So when the doctor does a quick test to see what your sugar level is, oh, you're a diabetic. No, you're not a diabetic. You're just eating too darn much sugar, and you have too much sugar in the bloodstream. So if you monitor the bloodstream, you're going to have too much sugar in the bloodstream. That doesn't classify you as a diabetic. At least check for A1C. The A1C levels are done over a period of time, 3 months, to see how your sugar is fluctuating. And then DNA, the damage that causes our DNA is primarily from artificial sweeteners. And you know, you can improve your distant vision by consuming carotenoids, carotenes, beta carotenes. But right now, let's concentrate on comfrey. Comfrey is a plant, grows everywhere. Going back in the traditional use of comfrey, it was called bone knit, meaning that it could knit bones back together again. And bone set. It was used for centuries to treat painful injuries and pain. And modern research of the plant comfrey applied as a topical cream has verified that comfrey relieves pain and sometimes, in some cases, relieves pain better than drugs, better than pills, better than capsules, and applied only to the surface of the skin where you have pain. It reduces inflammation and stimulates tissue regeneration, important for closing wounds, for healing of wounds. Now, you want to use a very specialized extract from plants that bred, that have been growing, to be free of PA alkaloids. There are certain alkaloids in the plant that all the scientists around the world agree, temporarily at least, to avoid swallowing, orally taking comfrey internally. There have been some cases where it may have caused some liver damage. So these PA compounds or PA alkaloids are compounds that naturally occur in comfrey that can cause liver damage. The jury is still out. But as long as we have suspect that it could cause, may cause liver damage, the FDA ask that all of the industry, health food industry, do not sell pills or capsules or to influence anyone to take it internally to prevent any further liver damage. Now, the jury is not out on that. There are people in Germany and European countries that dispute that. But for the time being, we do not have conclusive evidence that it is safe. But now, they have also applied that to creams and ointments that are applied topically, especially on open wounds. Because if you apply it to an open wound, it's going to enter the bloodstream. Now, there's a very special form called trauma comfrey. It's a very special plant grown in Germany. And they have been researching comfrey for many, many years. It's a very popular cream produced from the plant called trauma comfrey. And during that time, there have been 20 published studies from Germany, including both adults and children, and have proven topical comfrey cream safe for use and effective for pain relief. That means sprained ankles, twisted knees, arthritis, back pain, joint pain, whatever it might be. And the pain from sunburns, pain from burns that you might have by touching a hot pan in the kitchen or an industrial burn. Maybe you work around some areas where there's hot items that may you could severely burn yourself. I could see a comfrey cream everywhere, in your gym bag, in your car, in your office, anywhere around an industrial production of hot items. Sunburn. Take it to the beach. But it works extremely well for any kind of pain, regardless of the cause of the pain. People have told me that they have used a comfrey cream applied to a burn that they received in the kitchen by forgetting what they're doing and touched a hot pan. And immediately putting on comfrey cream stops the pain of burn and recovers from the pain and the damage very, very quickly. So here's some comfrey shortcuts. I guess I would call it research highlights. It speeds the healing of cuts and abrasions. And in research, they have shown in similar cuts and abrasion, those cuts and abrasion that are treated with comfrey healed almost 3 days faster. Almost 50% faster. It significantly reduces back pain, effectively treats sprained ankles, 86% positive versus 67% in the control group. 86% effectively treats sprained ankles, effectively treats knee injuries, sprains, strains, bruising, and reduces the pain and swelling in arthritic joints or joint injuries. So how do you use this? Anywhere on your body, but not in the eye. It is not a cream that I ever saw that was sterilized. So you cannot put it in the eye. but anywhere on your body. Apply topical comfrey cream frequently and liberally to bruises, burns, cuts and scrapes, bumps and lumps, achy joints, sore backs, sunburn, insect bites, bee stings. It sounds like a miracle, right? It is. It works so fantastically that people just love it and they carry it with them all the time. And I've seen testimonials for the use in rotator cuff damage or a torn rotator cuff, burned fingers, ingrown toenail surgery, chemical burn after wart removal treatment, hemorrhoids, canker sores, fever blisters, genital herpes, and for dogs and horses, cuts and wounds after spray surgery. Comfrey cream, a miracle cream that you want to keep everywhere around your house. Keep it in the office, your car, keep it in your gym bag, put it in your tackle box. You never know when a hook is going to go through a finger. It's really unbelievable and very, very effective and very safe. But the one that's actually called Trauma Comfrey is the only one that's safe to use on open wounds. It doesn't have the alkaloids that cause liver damage. It is safe in all situations. Ozempic, oh my gosh. Ozempic is so popular. Not for its scientific use, but because it helps people lose weight. There's a mad, mad rush to buy Ozempic that most pharmacies will only sell one at a time. It's injectable. So they'll only sell one prescription only. They'll not sell two, three, or four. There are too many people demanding Ozempic. Now, some people that have researched berberine, it's a plant, it's an alkaloid. It comes from several different herbs, like golden seal, Oregon grape. These are two herbs. And in the herb, there is a yellow, deep yellow alkaloid called berberine. And berberine is a really... In fact, right now, berberine is one of the top-selling herbs in America. The results of berberine has skyrocketed. Almost in the same, not the same volume of cost, price, but in numbers of berberine being sold, because I think maybe some people believe berberine is nature's answer for Ozempic. And we'll talk about berberine. It's a wonderful plant, has tremendous benefits, very effective, no known side effects, no adverse events, very, very safe. But I wonder, is it really nature's answer to Ozempic? Let's get into it. Berberine. Now, these are some of the headlines. Trending news for weight loss. Ozempic, synthetic drug prescribed to reduce blood sugar levels and promote weight loss. Weekly injections. Nausea as one of the side effects. vomiting, diarrhea are very common side effects of using Ozempic. Now, some authors in certain articles for press media claim that berberine has been touted as a natural alternative to Ozempic. Less expensive, much less expensive. No injections, less risk of side effects and adverse effects. Berberine is a natural alkaloid, a compound from plants, as I mentioned, golden seal, Oregon grape. These are two plants that contain high levels of berberine. And there are really good clinical studies. And the primary study for berberine, you know, I just hate to keep going right now. I always have to watch the clock. And the clock is coming down to the time to take a break for commercials and for the station to identify itself. And there's such good news about berberine. It may not be the Ozempic, and it may not be the natural alternative to Ozempic, but it has in its own right phenomenal results naturally, and you'll get better effective results and safer. But I don't want to do that right now. I'm going to come back here in just a few seconds. This is Terry Naturally. And this is Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll come back right after this. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Terry Talks Nutrition. And I am Terry Naturally. We're here every weekend. We're here at the same time, same station. Join us here live, and you can tell your friends and family if they want to listen to the same radio show. They can do it live by adjusting their time wherever they are to be on the same time we are here in the Central Standard Time in the USA. But also very conveniently, we store these radio shows. We put them in our archive of radio shows that you can pull up and listen anytime you want, wherever you are, and whatever time is most convenient for you. And also, too, when you're on my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, you can also subscribe to my newsletter. Every Friday, you will get a brand new newsletter in your inbox of your email address. You can also go there and listen to podcasts, videos, do more research, look at my diet. There's all kinds of good things that you can learn on the website because I'm here for an hour. The website, you can look for how long you want. There's hundreds of newsletters, hundreds of radio shows. Now we're talking about berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E, berberine, which is the natural compound from plants, primarily golden seal and Oregon grape. And in clinical studies, it is primarily used to treat metabolic syndrome. It is not nature's answer to Ozempic. Oh, you can lose weight on it. And I think everybody should try to lose weight anyway. And if you go on what I consider to be one of the primary diets for changing your life, not just to lose weight, but changing your life, is a ketogenic diet. And the ketogenic diet lowers carbohydrates and sugar and increases fat and protein. The best way, and you will shed weight like a dog shedding hair in summer. It'll fall off. Sometimes when I take all the hair off my little Bella girl, I give her a combing down of all the hair, I almost have another dog laying next to it. All that hair just sheds off. And weight will shed off your body. You don't have to try. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to measure portions. You don't have to walk away from the table hungry. You can eat what you want to eat, as much as you want to eat, of the foods you're allowed on the ketogenic diet. It's foolproof. If you want to learn more about losing weight on the ketogenic diet, go to the website The Diet Doctor. The Diet Doctor. But berberine does treat metabolic syndrome. So what is metabolic syndrome? Well, there's about five different classes of indications that make up the metabolic syndrome. Overweight is one. If you're overweight, you probably are in the beginning of metabolic syndrome. High blood pressure, high sugar level, high triglycerides. Yes, this is what makes up the metabolic syndrome. Now, when you take berberine, it is a very powerful, effective herb for lowering blood sugar. And that's all in your favor. But please, don't let your body overwork. Don't eat the sugar. Don't take pills to lower blood sugar when you can lower your own blood sugar by not eating it. And not eating excessive of carbohydrates. All these refined carbohydrates is nothing but sugar. A white potato is converted to sugar and more sugar than a candy bar. And berberine lowers blood sugar. In patients with type 2 diabetes, berberine lowered blood sugar levels by 26% and A1C levels by 18%. That's more effective than a drug. It reduced triglycerides. Now, folks, I don't believe that cholesterol has anything to do with your heart. Cholesterol is made by our bodies. The liver produces cholesterol. There's also an enzyme that produces cholesterol. So, I believe the Creator, God in my opinion, instilled an ability for the body to produce cholesterol because we use it as a nutrient. We could not live without cholesterol. And when people have a high cholesterol, or what they think, the drug establishment, they want it lower and lower, and they have lowered it 3 or 4 times because it then increases the population of those that need or require, on their direction, more statin drugs or drugs to lower cholesterol. What damages the heart is sugar. And sugar produces triglycerides. The triglycerides are damaging to the heart. But if we have healthy cholesterol, we can prevent the triglycerides from doing the damage. And when you use berberine, it reduces the triglycerides by 18% and effectively lowers blood pressure. And two studies found significant effects on weight loss. So how do you use berberine? Well, the standard dosage used in studies, scientific studies, was 500 milligrams three times daily. But many of these alkaloids are very difficult to be absorbed. There's very limited absorption, very poor bioavailability. It has been estimated that less than 1% of the 500 milligrams may be absorbed. Poor water solubility. But through very unique scientific technology, over 125 years ago, a substance was manufactured naturally in nature by enzymatically treating starch, producing a compound called gamma cyclodextrin. And when you combined the gamma cyclodextrin to a plant like berberine, the berberine with gamma cyclodextrin formulation showed nine times the effects versus standard berberine. And this was a study on cancer cells. So gamma cyclodextrin increases the absorption. So in most cases, you might need 1,500 milligrams or more. You're only getting 1%. But when you take 250 milligrams berberine combined with gamma cyclodextrin, you get far, far better results. Now here's the nutrient of the day that is so commonly lost in our nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and the food we eat today. And that is vitamin B12. It's relatively common, and the health conditions, negative health conditions, that are contributed to the lack of B12 is often missed by doctors. Here's the good of vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is vital for brain health and red blood cell production, among other functions, especially in older adults. B12 deficiency symptoms may be mistaken for other health conditions, such as dementia, when in fact the problem is easily treatable. Older adults may have insufficient stomach acid, which leads to a reduced B12 absorption. In order for us to absorb B12, we need plenty of stomach acid. And most older people are taking Tums and Rolaids or other antacids because they think they have an over-acidic stomach. Also, there are many people that also are at a huge risk of B12 deficiency, and that is vegetarians and vegans. Because vitamin B12 is mainly found in animal and in some dairy products. The best source is meat, fish, eggs, milk, and cheese. Now, most doctors and the medical community has been strong on avoiding fat. Meat, fish, eggs, milk, whole milk, cheese. All these good foods contain this powerful nutrient that can make a difference in people's lives. So here are some warning signs of a vitamin B12 deficiency. So as you listen to these, think about yourself. Warning signs of B12 deficiency. They can include ringing in the ears. Oh my gosh. I can't tell you how many people have asked me, what do I do for ringing in the ears? B12 deficiency. Take a B12 supplement. Fatigue, shortness of breath, diarrhea, a swollen tongue, muscle spasms and twitches, and ticks. Not the little bugs, but when you have ticks and twitches. I see people when they're having little twitches around their eyes or their mouth, or they have ticks, or they tremble. Confusion, memory loss, struggling to find the right word, numbness, tingling, and strange sensations in the hands, arms, legs, and feet. Poor concentration, a slight dementia. All are symptoms of a deficiency of a nutrient, and many of these are treated by drugs when in reality they are a vitamin deficiency. If we don't get enough nutrients, or the right nutrients, the body malfunctions. Take out a part of your car and your car is not going to run. And if you're avoiding or lacking or you have a deficiency of a nutrient, there are going to be consequences. And those consequences now are treated by drugs. Money, money, money. Follow the money. So how do you correct vitamin B12 deficiency? Well, there's a very wonderful form of B12. It's a biologically active form of B12. When we take B12 or some of the B vitamins, they have to be converted into the biologically active form of the vitamin. It goes through the liver and makes the new one. But now scientists have found out how to make the new one. So they methylate it. So vitamin B12 as methylcobalamin. Make sure you look for that name on the label. Vitamin B12, it may say in parentheses behind B12, methylcobalamin. That's the active form of vitamin B12. There is no conversion required by the liver to make B12. It goes directly to work and gives you really sustained results. The best dosage, about 1,000 to 1,500 mcg. Not milligrams. This stands for micrograms. Much, much, much smaller. And in some cases, you could go up to 6,000 micrograms, depending on the type of health concerns that you are challenged with. B12 is very well tolerated. And there is no known toxicity, no side effects, no adverse events. It is very, very well tolerated. But also, too, I think even better is to take vitamin B12 along with two other B vitamins. Vitamin B6, also known now as P5P, which is the biologically active form of B6, and folate, not folic acid. If it says folic acid, you don't want that. You want folate, F-O-L-A-T-E, folate. It'll say 5-methylfolate. These three are biologically active B vitamins, go directly to work, and they have the greatest impact on your health. So do you know that diabetes type 2 puts you at the highest risk of heart disease? High blood sugar levels can actually damage your heart. That's why I said before, if you have a teaspoon of sugar, you're not going to die. Nothing's going to happen. If you have a dessert once in a while, nothing's going to happen. But because we consume so much sugar every day, in every human adult and children, it's unbelievable. And that can damage your heart and many, many other organs and glands in the body. And to prove that, in a new study, researchers found that 30% of people with type 2 diabetes have undetected and symptomless heart disease, the silent killer. You're dead before you know it. 50% of those that have a heart attack, that is the first sign of the heart attack, is death. You don't get another chance to repair anything. It's too late. You're dead. 50% will never have another chance. The researchers analyzed blood samples of over 10,000 people with and without diabetes. And the results of this analyzed blood sample, although that they had no reported history of heart disease or heart problems, 33% of the type 2 diabetic group had elevated levels of protein biomarkers associated with damage to the heart. So about 3,000 people out of the 10,000, since they're classified as type 2 diabetics, also have elevated levels that say you are damaging your heart and you have heart disease. Some previous research has found that people with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely to have heart disease than people with normal blood sugar levels. And over time, high blood sugar damages blood vessels, another way to damage the heart, the blood vessels, those vessels that where the blood flows, circulation. And these damaged blood vessels, which are caused by high blood sugar, you should not have high blood sugar if you want good health. And you don't need to take drugs. I'm not saying go off your drug. But all you need is diet. Change your diet. Lose weight. And your blood sugar level will come down to normal or near normal without drugs. Now, sugar makes your blood vessels stiffer, less flexible, and also damages the nerves that control heart function. They have made a lot of invalids by telling people to give up fat. So the next thing to replace fat was sugar. Because when you don't have fat in your diet, whatever you're eating tastes like cardboard. So they add sugar to whatever they make to make sure that you like it, you'll rebuy it. But sugar is what's causing all the heart disease, not fats. Now there are some fats we should avoid as well. All the vegetable fats, the seed fats, soybean, corn, peanut, grapeseed, grapeseed oil, safflower seed oil, sunflower seed oil, canola oil. All of these oils are bad for our heart, bad for our health. And replace that with olive oil. Grapeseed extract. Now this is not grapeseed oil, this is grapeseed extract. Great for your heart and for your blood sugar levels. Grapeseed increases insulin sensitivity and reduces high blood sugar levels. 75% reduction in blood sugar levels. Returned blood sugar to near normal levels in a recent study. For the heart, always think grapeseed extract. Reduces high blood pressure. Keeps arteries flexible. 22% reduction in stiffness of the lining of the arteries. Improves circulation. Double blood flow in women with chronic venous insufficiency. Damaged veins in the legs. Always choose French grapeseed extract. It is tannin-free. And various levels of dosages would be great. Usually 150 milligrams a day for maintenance dosages, up to 600 milligrams daily to lower blood pressure. So remember, if you want to know more about grapeseed extract, one of my favorite herbs, cancer, lowers cancer tumors, it's amazing what grapeseed extract can do. But to learn more, here, I'm only here for an hour. But look for my book. I wrote a book that's called Fight Disease with a Very, Very Powerful Natural Seed, which has the wonders of French grapeseed extract. And you can find it on Amazon or go to my website. Click on the link on my website at terrytalksnutrition.com. There you can find it. Read it. It'll bring you a whole new change of life regarding the risk of your damaging the heart and the risk of having a heart attack or a stroke. Grapeseed extract. You know, the French always talked about the French paradox. The French eat a lot of fat. Creme brulee, foie gras, duck fat, eggs, butter, cream, and smoke besides. And they have a better heart rate than we do here in the U.S. because they drink wine. Red wine is grapeseed extract. But take it naturally in a powder form in a capsule. With that, my friend, I'm really running out of time today. Only have a few seconds before we leave. So I'm signing off for today. But you can always join me every weekend, same time, same station, for more health tips as you learn more about your health. You can have a better quality of life. There's no question. Your health is your choice, but choose well. And my friends, please pray for this crazy world. God bless you, and God bless this great country.
The school year is starting soon, whether at home or in the classroom. Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural